Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Monday. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They have so many renewals over all the years. Why don't you find out exactly why? Reason is they take just great care of their customers. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Q, it's 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kevin Herr alongside today.
I am indeed. Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
And great to have you on board. It's August is over. So for Kevin, the year is over. It's ended.
No. Now the build-up to August is there, and then we sit on this high for several months before we start to slowly drop.
Slowly drop?
Well, it's kind of like, do you know how in the spring, they have, the days actually stop getting longer and get shorter. But it takes a long time before it finally gets to the shortest day of the year in December. It's the same thing with this. You know, we're at right now the peak, and it takes a long time to drop from this point.
A peak?
I thought this was a great analogy.
And you build to the crescendo. No. You build to the crescendo. No, every week, it's the way the college football season is built. They try to put the big game, the season at the end, if at all possible.
NASCAR doesn't work that way.
Nope, they start big, and then after that, they've got the Firecracker 400. All right, so.
Hey, one final in Major League Baseball this afternoon. Cincinnati beats St. Louis 7-2. Let's see. In the eighth, Detroit leads Boston 3-0. That's bottom eight. Bottom seven, it's Atlanta 10 and the Mets 5. Top seven, Miami 4, Chicago 3. And bottom six, Kansas City 3, Seattle 1. Just some of the scores of interest. Yankees, by the way, lead the Chi Sox 1-0, bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, the Red Sox and Tigers in our playing today. So.
Let's see. Texas,
two divisional
Oakland.
Leaders.
Yep. San Francisco, San Diego, they just started. So did Baltimore, Cleveland, and Texas, Oakland.
Right.
Tell you what, that Boston-Detroit game, 3-0, that in the bottom of the eighth, that's entertaining.
Cabrera's not playing today, by the way. He's still out. So, why he's out, he's kind of day-to-day right now. You're talking about the best player in the game.
Don't tell A-Rod that. Just a joke.
Yeah. Well, A-Rod, to his credit, you know what he does? Googles himself. All right. Okay. Our number, 800-795-9565. Penn State won. Some things they're going to talk about correcting. Obviously, Doug brought it up in his call. They have to run the football better. That's obvious. They have to run the football better. And part of that may be spreading the formations out more. Believe it or not, to get guys out of the box. They may need to do that. But they need to run the ball better, especially you get to the last three or four series of the game. You want to really eat up some clock, chew up some yardage. You need to run the football without question. And they have to be a better third down team. Penn State was 1-16 on third down in the game. They had 61% of the yardage was on first down. In the game, 61% of Penn State's yardage was on first down in the game. So they need to be a little bit better when they get to third down in this thing. Not just a little bit better. They need to be a lot better. I mean, they have the capability with the personnel that they have. With the personnel that they have the capability of being a team that is 40 to 45% on third down. It's just going to take time to do it. You know, freshman quarterback and so forth, that's part of it. Offensive line giving time, that's part of it. So there's a lot of things that they have plenty to work on. The defense played great. The corners in particular. Jordan Lucas and Trevor Williams played at a very high level on Saturday. A very high level. And what that's going to do down the road, that's going to free up everybody else, because if you can go one-on-one on the edge with guys, frees up your other nine guys. Then you really become a tough team defensively. Daquan Jones played a great game. Thought Austin Johnson and Kyle Bobolitz played well. Obviously, Stephen Ovang Archibong was terrific. Glenn Carson played really well. Thought Ryan Kaiser played a good game, including the fake he had. So, defensively, they did well. That was not, offensively, we know the job, obviously, that Robinson did. Hackenberg, to his credit, played really well. As Bill said afterward, he says, look, we're not going to put a bust in Canton for him just yet. It's one game. And he's absolutely right. It's one game, one down, and if he stays all the way through, 47 to go. Actually, 49. He can play in a bowl game his senior year if he wishes. So. And Zwinak, I think, got actually the most out of it he could. The offensive line, they need to do a better job in blowing people off the ball in conjunction with the tight ends. So, that'll be the best friend of the quarterback, is running the football.
Steve, I know a lot of go ahead. Finish that thought, and I'll ask my question.
No, I'm done.
I was going to say, I know a lot of fans were really concerned, with the roster. It's 71 scholarship players, and then when somebody gets injured, we talked about the depth chart being a challenge, we'll call it. Mike Hall left, but Ovang Archibong played very, very well. But then I think we had a call earlier about Matt Lehman and the situation there.
He was out the rest of the game, had to be carted out, and again, you wait on that one, too. Bill will probably have an update on that tomorrow as to where he is and isn't. So, but they went the rest of the way without him. That obviously would open the door for Adam Brenneman to play more.
Is that one position where, and I don't mean to sound cold-hearted, but is that one position where there might be a little bit more depth?
Yeah, there can be, except, here's the problem, though, okay, is that Kyle Carter's elbow was bumped up, too. So there's two guys right there in the same spot. Now, Carter did play, didn't have a reception. But you would James, Brenneman, and Carter, it's a position of strength. There's no doubt about that. No question. And the five and six wides that they go, the six being Richie Anderson, they're fine there. That's not an issue.
There was a discussion on the television broadcast regarding how practice is handled at Penn State a little bit differently because of the lack of scholarships. And I know you've talked about it a little bit here, and I wondered if you could go into what kind of differences that Bill O'Brien's practices have to be compared to maybe a team who has full scholarships and can afford to, quote-unquote, go live more often.
Well, I think what would have concerned people going in is how well they would tackle. And can they break tackles? Well, the tackling wasn't an issue. I didn't see a lot of missed tackles on Saturday at all. Yeah, I didn't see any missed tackles. So I was, and when the Eagles played their opener in the preseason, remember all the missed tackles and how concerned people were and said, that's because of how they practiced. Because they weren't doing a lot of contact either. And then it shows Penn State didn't have that issue. It didn't show up. So that ended up being fine. And they broke tackles. So, I mean, that ended up being fine. So, I think they set the right tone as to what they needed to do in practice, and I think that showed up on Saturday. What really hurt Penn State was what kept Syracuse in the game were the turnovers. I mean, Syracuse stayed in the game because of the turnovers. Penn State can cut back on that part. I mean, they'd have won that game 23-3. And when you have one interception brought back to the 1 yard line, that's pretty easy, knock it in. And they gave up the one big play to Kabina down the middle. That play hurt them, and the 27-yard play to Broyles hurt them. That was the only two defensive plays they gave up. Defense played really well except for that. Offensively, the four turnovers, you can't have that. And then the other part is you have to do a better job of converting on third down. They were 2-2 on fourth down, but they were 6% on third down. Can't have that. And running the football. So those are the three things right there. Turnovers, running the football, third down conversions. It's the first game. They got away with it and they won against a good opponent. They didn't play an FCS opponent. In fact, among Big Ten teams, they probably played one of the better opponents on the opening weekend. We'll come back, 800-795-9565, our number for your comments. Love to hear that. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Q-Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Jason Johnson posted on Facebook. Steve, quick question here, maybe a dumb one. Is it true that Jack wore moccasins on Saturday? If he did, that's fine because he's a Hall of Famer. No, he didn't. He wore sneakers.
Moccasins. That goes back to what we were talking about before. If you have fungus on your shower slippers.
He had slacks and a shirt on. And then he decided that he felt like he was in a roasting pan.
Boy, it was warm, I bet.
Yeah, and so what he did was he then changed into shorts and a golf shirt. So, it's radio.
Exactly.
Radio.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's not really a... Yeah.
I mean, what was game time temperature yesterday? I mean, it was
it is 88, I think. I think it was 88. Yeah. It was 88 degrees. Oh.
I mean, I know what it was like Friday night with the sun down. I can't.
Well, I felt bad for Lauren.
Oh, yeah, being out there in it.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, there really was no place for shade. I even said to him, I think in one of the commercials, I said, can you find any shade? He said, I really can't. I said, oh, golly. Yeah, it's like, oh, boy. I mean, I really, like I said, I felt bad. Every time we look down there, he's got the hat on, the whole thing. I even said to him before the game, I said, Lauren, I said, you've got to do one other thing. He said, what's that? I'm wardrobe. I said, you got to wear white. I said, why do you think the Dolphins all those years wore white in September 4 down at the Orange Bowl? He goes, oh, yeah, I got to remember that. I said, yeah. I said, you got to wear a white shirt. I said, at least give yourself a fighting chance down there.
At least reflect the heat and the sunshine.
Oh, I know. I mean, just, I said, at least give yourself a fighting chance. I mean, I felt, I mean, Jack and I were like, he's a poor guy. But didn't there, I mean, I really liked how active he was during the game. I mean, I thought Lauren did a terrific job. We don't want him to be just a, and we're down here and it's hot. Or we're down here and we're down here and a guy got hurt. No, no. I mean, we want him to be active in what's going on in the broadcast, and I think he does a terrific job.
Well, he gives an insight that you can't always get from up in the booth, being down field level. I mean, you can see a lot of things field level, and I speak this from experience, that you can't see from the booth. And I think that's where TV really underutilizes their sideline reporter. They tried to, like Fox tried to do it with Saragusa, but it just didn't. I mean, Saragusa just liked hearing himself talk more often. So it didn't work really as well,
right?
As it does when you have somebody a part of the broadcast and not just giving injury reports and sideline stuff.
Exactly.
Saragusa would just like to hear himself say stuff on the television.
Right. No, and that's, you know, because we've talked to him about it. Jack and I have talked to him. They said, look, I said, I've talked to him probably. Oh, boy. I must have talked to him 4 or 5 times in the past week and told him the same thing each time. I said, look, don't be afraid to jump in and talk. I said, jump right in. And I thought he did a much better job of that because of the perspective he gives. He's in an interesting spot.
So what's the reset week now as you get into week 2 now for Penn State? What happens now each night? You said no practice today or practice was later today?
No practice is today. It's later because he wants to get them into what time a Monday practice is going to be all season long anyway. So they are practicing this afternoon. They'll be practicing after the show today. So a normal Monday practice, even though they didn't have classes. And it's just a normal game week for them. They'll have class tomorrow through Friday anyway. You know, I mean, this time they're going to have obviously a home routine as opposed to a road one. And it'll be like that for the next 3 games. Yeah, and that's where they are. And they know what they have to work on. So that's the big part. They know what they have to work on.
Also, had a couple of people coming to me this weekend and said, how good is Syracuse? Steve, you really got a good look at it. I mean, how do you judge where Penn State is right now based on Syracuse?
Allen's a good quarterback. Allen's a good quarterback. I like him. I think Smith and Gulley are good running backs. I really don't. They don't really have a big-time receiver. They just don't have that. Defensively better than I thought they would be. Part of that is Scott Schaefer was the defensive coordinator, so he had a pretty good handle on that. I also think that you could tell it was their first game as a coaching staff. I think that stuck out to me a lot. They called timeouts and were confused in a couple of spots they should not have been. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Monday, brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Find out why they have so many long-term customers. You should be one of them. They take great care of you. Also in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. For Kevin, it's come down time.
No. Now it's the busy August, season. It's the busy
August
season.
August is over. It's a shame.
It's the busy season.
Getting ready for Marist.
Mifflinburg on Friday, Marist on Saturday.
Yeah, I know. But a big problem, though, is that for you, it's come down time.
No. It's a gradual decline until, you know, probably March. Yeah, I'd say April. Because then it's just baseball, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with baseball. But.
Yeah. Just saying, though, it's you had such a big build-up to August, and
there's been no letdown, believe me. There's been no letdown.
I know.
So do you have everything ready for Saturday now? Are you all set?
For Saturday?
Yeah. You know, you have a game on Saturday. You did check your schedule. You're aware you have a game on Saturday?
Yeah, I've been working on it all day.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure you're prepared.
I've been working on it all day. Actually, mostly worked on Penn State today. It's eventually, I have all the stuff I need for Eastern Michigan. But I just have to then get to it. Yeah.
Just want to make sure you didn't miss your opportunity there. Get everything around in time.
No, I'm good.
Mentioned last half hour that Hackenberg is the freshman Big Ten player of the week. Is that how it's officially worded?
Big Ten freshman of the week.
Big Ten freshman of the week, yeah.
Big Ten freshman of the week, yeah.
Ficken's the special teams player of the week.
Yeah, what he's done has just been terrific. I'm thrilled for him because he's such a great kid. You know, to see him kick well, leg strength's there, the whole deal. And his career-long 46-yard field goal. And he has worked awfully hard. Had to get rid of, or had to block out a lot of people who were very negative about him last year. So So, and look what he's done. He's been consistent. And with the part that you want in a kicker is the scoring range they can give you. And I think Penn State now feels that they can get the ball to the 30-yard line and feel like they have a really good shot at getting points. And that's big in any game. When you have scoring range makes a big difference and really helps a play caller out. Because you know you can take a couple of shots in certain spots. And because of that, you know, where you feel like you're going to get points, it makes a big difference. You get the ball down to the 30-yard line. Now you feel like you can take some shots. Do whatever. Okay? And
so let's see. Penn State's back home this weekend.
And so, the next three. All 3 weeks,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Susquehanna is on the road taking on the Merchant Marine Academy.
Right.
In New York. And Bucknell mm-hmm. is at home Saturday night hosting Marist for the home opener.
Right.
So that's the college scene in the Susquehanna Valley.
Right.
Now, we know our friend, one of our really, really close friends from the Danville area, Mr. Buhner, will be awaiting opening weekend on Saturday the 7th for Bloomsburg University. That's sure. a 1 o'clock start.
Oh yeah, and that'll be that's great. I think it's great to see all those schools get going. Now Bucknell plays this weekend with Marist, then they get a week off.
Right, which is not the best setup in the world.
That's
but
not
it
ideal.
Happens.
No.
It happens.
Yeah.
And then they'll play right through Thanksgiving, basically.
Yeah, after they get through their quote off week.
It's more like a slowdown week.
Yeah. I know. I understand. So, that's where I think it's, you get to September, and then when it really cools down a bit in October, and you get those crisp nights. Oh, man. That's when it really becomes ultra special to me. I know you like it in August when it's August 18th. And
I like the optimism of August, all right?
And your kid still thinks he has a shot at winning a title.
Right, exactly. There were a lot of close high school games. Central Columbia Hughesville was a tight game. Tawanda Lewisburg had to come back and win that game. That was a tight game at Christie on Friday night. There were some really good high school football games.
Yeah. Which is great. It's a great start. Yeah, great start. I know that's what you're hoping for. Your son did get in for 2 plays in varsity.
He did. He got in for 2 plays. One on offense and one on defense.
And that's terrific. We're proud of him.
I said, now your next job is to figure out a way to get a varsity statistic now. I said, that's the next goal. So one at a time. Take it a step at a time.
Well, they kept the shutout, which is great.
That's true.
Yeah. They kept the shutout, which is great. And they won big.
Yeah.
Shikellamy after Mount Carmel, which was a tough opener any time. Who do they have this weekend?
They're on the road at Mifflinburg. So we'll be headed out Route 45 Friday night. Mifflinburg coming off of a loss to Selins Grove on Friday night as well. So both teams coming in with a chance to regroup a little bit here in week two and kind of show what they're both really like. Because I don't think either team really played their best. And you'll talk to either coach and they'll tell you that as well. So this is an opportunity to make that move from week one to week two and find out what you're really made of.
Right. And that's a... You know, it'll be, like I said, it's fun. You'll get out there. They'll have an autograph booth all set up for you.
Unfortunately, I'll be charging for them, and no one will be in line at that point.
You'll be charging for them?
Well, listen, if Johnny Manziel can make some money on this, I should be able to make a couple of bucks.
Let's think about this. Time now for the Kevin Hurt rant of the day. You have your rant ready.
Well, we kind of alluded to it about an hour ago. With Manziel being out for the first half, he gets in the second half of the Texas A&M Rice game and has a pretty darn good game. All right. Now, didn't throw a ton of passes, but he got the job done, threw some touchdown passes. But then he got himself into trouble. Got into a jawing match and then kind of faked signing an autograph. See, that's what you have to stay away from if you're Johnny Manziel right now. You're under a microscope, all right? You've been under that microscope since well before winning the Heisman. You should know at this point how to handle it. You could use this excuse in August and September of last year because it was all new. You never dealt with it before at this kind of a level, but you've had it for over a year, almost a year now. Everything you do, you say, and every movement you make is going to be magnified by a power of 2,000. That
right.
was not the right thing to do. Here's what you do. You get on the field. You throw touchdown passes. You get off the field. You get back on the field. Throw touchdown passes. Get off the field. Go to the next game. That's the way you get past this. By continuing to play to the media's attention, it's just making it worse. And right now, as a coach, the coaching staff has to get together and have a sit down with him and say, listen, this can't happen anymore. You cannot be the story anymore. Just do your job. And it should have been a 15-yard penalty for taunting.
Yes, it should.
Flat out, it should have been a 15-yard penalty for taunting. But yeah, the coach needs to sit down with him and say, listen, your job is to throw touchdown passes and get us moving up and down the field. That's it.
Right.
Thus endeth the rant.
We'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a Ford Fiesta four-door sedan, SEL, $11,995. 2006 Pontiac Solstice two-door convertible, super low miles, only $15,521. A one-owner 2011 Hyundai Sonata 2.4-liter hybrid for just $17,387. 2012 Ford Econoline cargo van, fully serviced, $18,996. 2010 Ford Explorer Sport Track 4-door, $24,352. And a 2011 Lincoln MKX with a 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty, just $34,882. Call 888-536-8017.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24-7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Welcome back. Final segment, 800-795-9565. Severe thunderstorm watch in effect. So just be careful out there.
I was looking at AccuWeather's radar at WKOK.com, and there's a couple of severe. There's a severe storm cell that's in the northern tier, headed toward the Williamsport direction.
Okay.
Couple of cells between Williamsport and Harrisburg on the southern end of the listening area. So, if you're traveling on Route 11, you might run into a couple of those.
Right.
11 of 15, I should say.
So just be careful, and just be aware of it as well.
And if you're grilling, I like mine medium rare with just a little spice. And give me a call and let me know where you're at, and I'll stop by. That's, well, you didn't invite me to your grill, so I figured I might as well find another grill to go to.
I haven't grilled.
Well, that's what you tell me anyway.
No. No, did not.
It's Labor Day. How can you not grill?
I'm going to go over and see friends.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah. if you actually don't grill or anything on Labor Day, it means you're working. And I know that's not the case.
I have been working. I've been working on the game all day.
That's not work.
I did yard work first. Then I worked on the game for a while.
Working on the game is not work. That's you can't call that work.
I understand. But you still have to find something.
You still have to what?
Yeah, you still have to find things.
Oh. So what do you
And to be honest with you, it's harder to find things on non-conference games than it is on conference games. Conference games.
Oh, I believe that. I can believe that.
Yeah.
So what are you looking for yourself as not the voice of the Nittany Lions right now, but as a Penn State fan? What are you looking for in week two that maybe you didn't see in week one?
Well, I got to look at it as the broadcaster for Penn State. I'm not going to look at it from a... They need to be better running the football consistently. Fire off the ball, get it done. Number two, they need to be a better football team on third down. They're 1 of 16 on third down. First down, they're outstanding. They gained 214 yards on first down. They gained 61% of their yardage on first down. And they need to be a better third down team.
Yeah, I would think the third down team, the third down statistic would be concerning.
Well, I mean, as a start, I mean, that's just a starting point. I mean,
no,
they're
I
just,
realize.
They're just, you know, they'll get, I mean, the, you know, the first game is not the be all end all. And it's not the be all end all. So, I mean, they need to run the ball better, need to be better on third down offensively.
Defensively,
they're fine, except they gave up a couple big plays. Which they need to eliminate, and that's correctable.
Well, do you want the baseball good news or bad news this afternoon?
No, I don't care. News is news.
All right. Detroit beats Boston 3-0.
Okay. Happens.
Cincinnati beats St. Louis 7-2.
Okay.
Atlanta 13, the Mets 5.
Yeah.
Not sure if they actually had pitchers in that game or if they were using Little League pitchers, but it's an awful lot of runs.
Yeah.
Top of the ninth, Kansas City leads Seattle 3-1. Also top of the ninth, Miami 4, Chicago 3. And the Yankees now in the top of the sixth with the White Sox 9-0 lead the White Sox. And Houston, here it is. Here it is. Houston leading, top of the eighth, 6-5 over Minnesota.
Aren't the Pirates playing this afternoon?
And finally, the Pirates in the top of the ninth, leading Milwaukee 5-2.
There you go.
That's with the way the standings look, Pirates can ill afford to lose many games.
No, but I mean, I believe that it really is Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and St. Louis.
Yes. And Cincinnati with and three games back.
They're way up in Arizona. Yep.
Well, Cincinnati beat St. Louis, so they're still three games back of Pittsburgh if the Pirates win. And right. that would put St. Louis at 1.5 back of the Pirates.
Right. Right.
And the Dodgers, I just, wow.
Yeah.
That's all I can say there is wow.
Yeah. Wheels, by the way, sent me an email.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So. And I think he and Tommy and so forth are doing a great job of, in what's not an easy circumstance,
making the best of it.
Yes. I think they've handled it absolutely professionally all the way through. It's not easy to handle. And he's handled it like a real pro, as has Tommy.
There's a lot of new faces. I watched a little bit of the game yesterday, and there were a lot of new faces in that lineup, a lot of new names in that lineup.
Right. Well, they're trying to see what they have.
Well, that's exactly right.
They're trying to see what they have. And you know, the only way to find out is to put them out there. It's the only way to find out. Bill O'Brien has his press conference tomorrow. So we'll get a better read on a couple things. My call, Matt Lehman, being two of them. Stephen O. Bang Archibong. I think Ben Klein also quietly stepped in. And I think one of the biggest plays in that game was Gary Gilliam's tackle on the interception of Brandon Reddish. They ended up with no points out of that. And Gilliam saved the touchdown. You win the game 23-17. You forget about a play like that. To me, that's one of the biggest plays in that game.
I thought Obeng Archibong played an unbelievable game.
Oh, yeah, an interception, a fumble recovery, a sack, forced fumble. He played great.
I mean, that would be a career for a lot of players.
Yeah.
Maybe even a lifetime.
He's from the Bronx, so that was great for him. Back with you tomorrow. Today's show's been brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.